claiming he was targeted by a campaign of discrimination and harassment. The former project manager for Guelph Public Library's new central location is suing for $197,000, including $50,000 in moral damages and $50,000 in human rights damages. Rupinder Chatha, who was fired in June, filed the lawsuit against GPL alleging he was the subject of racialized comments, intentional exclusion of minorities from promotional photos and events, and suggestions he was making a big fuss over nothing when he filed a human resources complaint about his treatment. Chatha further claims he was fired in retaliation for filing that complaint. The actions and inactions taken by the defendant have caused Mr. Chatha extreme stress and anxiety, the lawsuit reads, adding, the defendant's conduct as it relates to the termination of his employment are actionable wrongs unto themselves, and that the defendant's actions were so harsh, vindictive, reprehensible, and malicious that they are deserving of punishment on their own. None of the allegations have been tested or proven in court. At this time, GPL has not filed a statement of defense. Unfortunately, the Guelph Public Library is unable to comment as this matter is before the courts, Katie Duncan, the library's supervisor of communications, told Guelph Today via email when asked about the allegations. Duncan did not respond when asked if GPL intends to mount a defense. Though there are several examples of alleged racial discrimination referenced in the lawsuit, including various comments made and the cancellation of a Diwali staff lunch, much of it focuses on the circumstances of Chatha's termination. As explained in the statement of claim, Chatha filed a workplace discrimination complaint with GPL's Human Resources Department in February 2024 against members of the executive team, including the CEO and Human Resources Manager. Soon after, he learned his concerns would be investigated. At the start of their first, and only, meeting, the investigator told Mr. Chatha that he was just making a big fuss over nothing, the document states. Mr. Chatha was understandably upset over the investigator's predetermined conclusion that the complaint was unfounded. While reviewing the workplace harassment and discrimination policy, Chatha learned complaints against GPL's executive team are to be investigated by a third party or the Human Resources Department with the City of Guelph. As a result, Chatha contacted city officials to see if it was investigating and, if it wasn't, to request that they do so. In May, Chatha was suspended with pay as a result of an investigation into his actions, the document continues. Despite informing Chatha that he would be contacted to discuss the allegations against him, the defendant did not do so. Instead, he was ignored while the defendant rushed to complete its investigation, the lawsuit claims. In fact, the defendant still had not concluded its investigation into Chatha's complaint. Instead, it continued to delay investigating the harassment that Mr. Chatha was subjected to in order to investigate him. A month after being suspended with pay, Chatha was terminated for insubordination. As Mr. Chatha was a managerial employee without a prior disciplinary record, the defendant's decision to terminate his employment for just cause is unwarranted and disproportionate to any alleged misconduct, the claim reads. Further, it is evident that the defendant decided to suspend Mr. Chatha's employment, and then to terminate it shortly thereafter, in reprisal for Mr. Chatha attempting to have the complaint investigated through proper channels. The former project manager also claims he was discriminated against due to his age, 51.